Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. Bob Getty, Dima Mixon, Kelly Center. We're all in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Wednesday afternoon, glad you're with us. Opening segment of our show every day, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Today, no different. Great place to take your family for a good meal tonight, and it would be a good place to cater this Saturday's tailgate if that's what you're in store for. All right, announcement earlier, Kelly, that Jessa Pickering will be the Grand Marshal of the Stringer Christmas Parade. We'll have more on that later in the week.
Okay.
Have you heard that as well?
Christmas Parade?
Christmas Parade, yes.
No, I have not heard that.
Yes. I thought it was Leslie something.
And the Thanksgiving Parade, too. She's going to be the Grand Marshalette of both, we understand.
Oh, our own Jessica.
Our own Jessica, right back to sleeping
actually,
in the office. Right
actually,
back there.
I yeah. have heard that. And, you know, yes. Jessica, we talk a lot about the star of the Ben Windpigler show in Laurel.
Who is Ben Windpigler, by the way.
Right, but we rarely get to mention Jessica's name. And without Jessica...
No, she doesn't have a show.
This station would go belly up without Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, we're talking her up, and she's not here.
Well, I think she's taking a nap. Normally, about this time of the day, that's where we find.
But then again, anybody listening to this show
takes a nap. Pretty much,
this is their nap. This is, you know, those things that you like get on download on your phone, and it's like the noise stuff. You know, trying
yes.
to sleep.
White
this is,
noise.
This is what people that's sleep.
Right. In fact,
to.
I had to wake up Glenn Dyer. Our first, he nodded off as soon as I got him on the phone. Are you back with me, Glenn?
I'm back.
Glenn, okay, I thought this was your fasting day. You haven't eaten lunch yet, have you?
Not yet, but I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
Yes, well, this show will give you... This show is a cure for insomnia if you ever start suffering from it.
And also, if it's a good thing he didn't have lunch, because he'd probably yak.
Throw it up. Yeah. All right, enough of y'all.
Y'all are on it today.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Kelly. He's dressed up like a grown-up today. Did you notice that, Demon?
No family shirt. What was it that you were in yesterday?
Partridge Family,
yes.
Have you ever watched The Partridge Family, Glenn?
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
Okay, well, Kelly.
Danny Bonaducci.
Have you ever watched the Toronto Maple Leafs play any type of sporting event?
I have not.
I didn't think so.
That's what he's wearing today.
Which Salvation Army outlet did you find that one?
I didn't get this at the Salvation Army. I got it at Goodwill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You've moved up. I'm sorry.
Right.
You're no longer a scene at the Salvation.
Right.
Okay. All right, Glenn, are you still with us?
I've got standards.
Okay.
Y'all got my mind going all kinds of places.
Yeah, well, it'll happen a lot if you're around center, trust me. Let's look ahead, Glenn, and put Kelly in the rearview mirror for just a minute or two in his Toronto Maple Leafs. Where the hell did you get a Toronto Maple Leaf?
Why did you even book Glenn Dyer? If you're just going to
We've just about wasted half the segment. Yeah,
Glenn is a very informative, well-informed journalist who covers Southern Miss athletics.
I'm sorry.
I think they're trying to encourage me to pile on, Kelly.
Oh, you might as well, Glenn. Everybody else does.
Glenn, first thoughts, Jacksonville State coming in this weekend.
Thank you, Demo.
Yes, a better Jacksonville State team than I anticipated in August. Very solid. New coaching staff, but the coaches they got have been around. They know what they're doing. Some of SEC talents, Coach Rick Trickett with the O-line, he's forgotten more about coaching O-line than most, you know, have learned. He's really good. His son Clint, you know, is the OC. I think that's interesting that Coach Huff, that was Clint was his OC a couple of years over there at Marshall, so some familiarity there. But, I mean, this is an older Southern Miss team, but I'm not sure it's a mature Southern Miss football team yet. Yeah. You know, the old adage, you've got to know how to win, learn how to win. I think they're still figuring out how to win, and certainly they learned the lesson on the road last week.
Glenn, is this Jacksonville, when we looked at the schedule, let's just be honest, at the first of the year, I think we all just kind of checked that off as a win. But what I'm hearing you say, what I'm getting from Dima, what I'm getting from other people that cover the program closely, this is going to be more competitive than anyone thought.
Oh, certainly.
Could the Golden Eagles lose this game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If we don't show up ready to play, you know, we could easily lose this game. And, you know, last week, some self-inflicted wounds, things of that nature. I mean, you just can't do those things.
Yeah. Interesting. You said an older team, but you're not quite sure it's a mature team. And is that based on what you saw Saturday night?
Well, it's based on that, but more so what Coach Huff talked about yesterday. Before they went to La Tech, you know, I brought up, Dima and I brought up, you know, first game on the road, some new things to deal with. And he said, yeah, there'll be some new experiences. And he mentioned to Dima and I in the presser yesterday that during the work week, he just got the vibe that these guys were not doing what they needed to do to be ready to beat, you know, a La Tech team at home, you know, in terms of preparation. Maybe our guys didn't take them as seriously as they should have. You know, I hope this is a lesson that's, you know, a one-time thing, and, you know, bank it and learn from your experience.
Glenn, we talked a little yesterday on our video, which shout out to our videos. You can watch them on YouTube, Pine Belt News. But we talked about this on our videos on the field. Braylon Braxton seemingly a little hesitant to lower his shoulder and run certain areas. I was looking a little bit at Jacksonville State's defense. I think this is another defense where Southern Miss is going to be looking towards Braylon's legs. It's not a good defense that you can just, you know, throw all over. They have a pretty decent passing defense.
Yeah, just for me, it was, you know, not so much lowering the head for Braylon. He's a physical dude. It was just being instinctive, you know. It's almost like he was thinking too much, you know. I need to make this throw here that, you know, when you know, success is staring him right in the face 5 yards away or 15 yards away. Just tuck it. Don't put the ball in jeopardy. Take off. Use your legs. You know, use your greatest asset.
You talked about the familiarity with some of the coaches on the Jacksonville State team, and you mentioned Rick Trickett, who, if you'll go back and look at your Southern Miss history, he was on Bobby Collins and Jim Carmody's staffs back at Southern Miss in the early 80s. So here's an offensive line coach who's certainly a wily veteran. He knows what it's like and what Southern Miss football is generally like. So you've got, but yet, and it's his offensive line that is really stronger, seemingly, Glenn Dyer, than any other unit on that squad, which has translated into big yardage on the ground for the Gamecocks.
Yeah, most definitely. Coach Trickett, I mean, I've always admired him. He turns out great unit. You know, whether he's at G5, P4, wherever, his guys are always ready to play. I was talking to one of the defensive linemen yesterday, Broderius Lewis, and we were talking about that. You know, I asked him, tell me what you see with this line, you know, and he said they're not the biggest group. Maybe one of the smaller groups. They said they're athletic and they're great technicians. Their hands are always in the right place. Their bodies are all in the right place. And if you're not ready to go and you're not getting in the right place, you know, you can get embarrassed. And that just goes back to Coach Trickett. You know, his guys are always coached up.
Glenn, I guess the good news, though, at this point, am I right? In the Western Division of the league, there just doesn't seem to be a dominant team. And there doesn't seem to be a team that if the Golden Eagles are playing well and consistently can play well, that they can't compete with.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, prior to last week, I was kind of starting to trend towards South Alabama, and then they get murdered by, you know, what's been labeled a poor Coastal Carolina team. So, I mean, it's up for grabs. You know, every week you better be ready to play. There's not a great separation in talent, you know, by anybody in this league. It's going to be who's prepared, you know, and who makes the least amount of mistakes.
Texas State's the team to beat.
Yeah, personally. They're starting to play. They're starting to kind of get in their groove, Texas State. And of course, just before they're ready to leave the league, you know, wouldn't that be just typical that a team that's leaving the league would get to play in the championship game? But other than that, one of the biggest disappointments has got to be Louisiana Lafayette, Glenn. You agree?
Yeah.
They lost their starting quarterback last week. Too.
Yeah, they're just beat to pieces. And now everybody's down on Coach Dess over there. I think a lot of Coach Dess, he's a good guy. They got a long road to hoe over there. I mean, body language and people's attitudes are bad over there. I mean, it could snowball on them.
Yeah. All right. We got a minute left. Give me three things the Golden Eagles have to do to come out victorious Saturday night, Glenn.
Like always, run the football. I want to see Braylon be instinctive and also protect the football and, you know, just, you know, shut their run game down. Win the line of scrimmage. Make them throw their quarterbacks, you know, right at a 50% passer. So, you know, take the run away. Make him beat you with his arm.
Nobody does better coverage or analysis of Southern Miss sports than this guy right here.
I'm glad we finally got to it.
Yeah, and Glenn, we really appreciate your input, and we're sorry that Kelly sidetracked the show to get things
off. Always
awesome.
My fault.
Bring me back for the hockey segment, please.
Okay.
The football expert, Glenn Dyer.
Glenn Dyer, everybody. Put your hockey sticks down. Seriously, why are you wearing a Toronto?
Because
makeup?
I'm a fan. The NHL season.
You are not a fan.
You're
of
not
Toronto.
A fan of
yes,
the Toronto.
Yes, I most certainly
Blue
am.
Days.
There's no way.
I have been for years.
I don't believe it.
I have been for years.
There's just no way.
The NHL season is about ready to start.
You're a politician. You lie too.
No, I like the Maple Leafs.
How does a guy from Iowa become a Toronto Maple Leaf? Have you ever even been to Toronto?
I actually have.
Have you
been to Toronto?
Yeah.
It's a nice city.
Hey, when we come back, I want to.
What do you want me to say?
It's a nice lying. You can
when we come back, there's an interesting betting line that I want to talk about before we get into some interviews. Because it's going to it involves Southern Miss fans to be kind of looking ahead to the next week.
All right. I'm always for looking ahead.
Oh, I'm always into betting. So
B-E-T-T-I-N-G.
Yes.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, we promise to settle down. Well, maybe. Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and former player Matt Warren, baseball player, of course, invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products, full-service auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. Family owned and operated since 1985. They're great supporters of Southern Miss and great Golden Eagles. So if you listen to this show and you need tire work, there's really nowhere else to go.
Tomorrow, Bob, on this program, Eddie Brescher, the men's golf coach, is going to join us after the second consecutive tournament win. They are on their way back from the state of Wisconsin. We'll be
good
talking with him tomorrow. And, you know, Colton Cowan, the women's coach, they won their last two tournaments, and Colton got a four-year contract extension.
That's what Eddie's golfing for.
Well, maybe.
Well, he deserves it.
Maybe we'll have a big announcement tomorrow. Probably not, but yeah. Who knows?
Hey, Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but don't forget about the most important player, and that's you. Get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. That's foresthealth.org. All right, we're about to hear from
Bro Darius Lewis,
but you had something first you wanted to go over, Demon.
Yeah, so, you know, I talked a lot off season about how good I thought Georgia Southern football team would be this year. I thought they would compete for the East. I really thought that Thursday matchup that Southern Miss had to go there was like almost a for sure loss. They started the season on the road at Fresno State, kind of got blown out by Fresno State. They then went to USC, and obviously we all know what happened there. They really rode the ship. They got back. They're 2-2. They're heading up to James Madison, who hasn't looked great. You know, it's still James Madison, but they haven't looked great. And a lot of people who follow the Sun Belt thought that this matchup early in the season would really tell us who would kind of take the lead in the East. James Madison is 17.5-point favorites against the Eagles, Georgia Southern. I would probably take the points there for Georgia Southern.
Oh, I definitely would take the points. I think
Georgia Southern will win the game, personally. But 17.5 is crazy to me.
I don't know. When you saw when West Virginia fired its coach, and of course, Virginia Tech, rather, fired their coach, and of course, so much was made that Charles Huff's name was on that list.
Yep.
One of the names that was also on there was Bob Chesney,
yes,
who's at James Madison, who went there from Holy Cross. Now, JMU hasn't looked necessarily great, but they have found ways to win.
Right. So, and it is at James Madison.
It is.
But, I mean, just look at the line, 17.5, where we knew what Georgia Southern was bringing into the season.
I agree with you.
That line is crazy.
I do too, and I would take Georgia Southern. But you know, in the NFL, the Saints are what, 16.5 yes. point underdogs.
Another line I want to look at: ULM is a 1.5-point favorite over Arkansas State. That's crazy.
I kind of like Arkansas State.
I do too. I just cannot believe that ULM is favored at home against a team that a lot of people thought were the dark horse to win the Sun Belt.
But the word out of Jonesboro is that the 71 new players on that Arkansas State team, it's just not coming together.
Isn't that what a lot of teams are facing right now?
Yes, for sure. And Charles Huff talked about it, that developing a chemistry and a unity is the biggest problem that any coach is going to have nowadays. You saw basketball-wise that Bruce Pearl of Auburn, you know, steps down just before they start their first practice.
I thought Mike Gundy, the way he was fired at Oklahoma State, they let him do his Monday press conference on Monday, his normal weekly press conference, and then the next day they fire him.
Yeah, let me bring that up. I'm glad you brought that up, Damon. I was thinking about this. Kelly, I want to get your input on this, too. I read about that last night. The guy had been there 20-plus years, and this is really the – I mean, maybe there's been a bit of a decline. It kind of reminded me of the Jeff Bauer scenario.
That's where I was going with it.
Did it, y'all? That was my question. And you know, a man's coached your team for 20 years. You can't let him finish the season. You have to embarrass him by firing him.
Well, I think even the way they did it, like, why not? They played on Friday night. Like, why would you not do something Saturday, mm-hmm. Sunday? Why would you wait until after his press conference on Monday, mm-hmm. where he's, like, doing a normal press conference, and then mm-hmm. just Tuesday fire?
That Remind you, sense. Kelly, I mean, you've had a good run here for 20 years. You've maybe got one kind of off year, and careful what you wish for.
All coaches know, and they'll tell you this candidly, that they are hired to be fired. Mm-hmm. So they know it's going to happen at some point. And poor Coach Gundy, he's going to walk out the door with $16 million.
Yeah. Which door do I walk out of, right? I did see the candidates for right? Oklahoma State. G.J. Kinney for Texas State was high on the list. Obviously, they're moving out of the Sun Belt, but that was interesting to me to see.
$16 million.
Yes. But your point is well taken. At least let the man you're already not playing anything for this year. At least
I would have let him finish the year.
Yeah, at least finish the season. And maybe you could talk him into resigning. You know, rather than
but let him have some dignity after 20 years of service to your school. That's just the way I see it.
Weren't they just in the Big 12 championship like 2 years ago?
They've been always competitive. Their biggest problem is, of course, they're in the same state with the Boomer Sooner, and that's kind of hard to
overcome. And the Boomer Sooners just moved to that other league.
Yes, right.
So
yeah, it's
they still play every year though.
Although, really, when it comes down to all these coaches, I don't feel sorry for any of them. They're way overpaid. Overpaid.
I agree with you, Kelly.
And we as a society, and look, this is a sports show, right? But we value sports way too much in this country. When you're talking about making and shaping an overall good person.
I always use this analogy, but doctors who save human life every day, every day, don't even approach $16 million.
I mean, I'm going to go somewhere even further than that. Police officers,
100%,
who patrol our streets are getting shot at most nights.
100%,
$60,000 a year, but we're paying, you know, this coach from Oklahoma State. Fine guy, I'm sure. $16 million to fire him?
So it's hard for me to feel sorry for any coach, and especially
teachers too.
Teachers are another one, but the thing with coaches too is if they stink, they still get paid.
Correct.
Teachers, cops don't get paid. They don't, you know, if you're not doing your job, they might give you to the end of the month.
I'm going to give you one more, Dima. How about these nurses around here that go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, work to 7 o'clock at night, or go in at 7 at night, work to 7 in the morning.
And take abuse.
Right. Take abuse.
Shout out to one of my cousins who did the NICU, like the night shift. So she'd go in at 10 p.m., be done at 10 a.m. all night. I mean, that's...
And let me tell you, with my experience a few years back, they're just... incredible human beings, nurses. I mean, nurses. That's who gets you through tough times.
But they're not making $1 million a year.
No, they're not.
They're not
Kelly.
Making horrible money, but they're not even scratching the surface of.
When did it get so out of control with what college football coaches make?
Boy, that's a really good question that I don't have the answer for.
That'd be interesting to know. And that's not always been the case. I bet you P.W. Underwood did not retire a rich man.
No, Jim Kreiner, who used to coach Iowa State, really put Boise State on the map, and his son Mark Kreiner was an assistant coach under Will Hall. And Jim Kreiner, I had a chance to cover him as a coach when I was a student journalist at Iowa State. And now, both of us being grown men, I asked him in 1983 when he was coaching at Iowa State, you know what his salary was?
It wasn't much.
$55,000.
Yeah, I know.
So Kirby Smart is the highest head coach, paid head coach. So his yearly salary is $13 million. So let's put that in perspective. That would be $1.8 million a month. That would be, let me get this number, so $35,000 a day.
To coach college
football. Coach college football. $35,000 a day.
Which at the end of the day... And I know how people are going to react. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter if Georgia won or lost a football game in the big scheme of things.
And nowadays.
With the future of our country.
And nowadays, with all due respect to my colleague here to my right, you can literally go out and buy a national championship now like Ohio State did last year.
Oh, here we go.
No, I mean.
Here we go.
They spent $30
million. No, we did not. It wasn't $30
million. How much was it?
Go ahead. 29
20 million.
Okay. 29 million.
Okay, yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, forgive the error, but you see what I'm saying. You can buy. And so what have you really gained by going out and buying the best players?
And people will say, but it's all the free enterprise. Yeah, it is. But you could pay college coaches a reasonable salary and people would still watch college football. People do not watch college football. People are not going to watch. I'm just throwing a game out here. People are not going to watch Ole Miss and LSU this weekend based on what the coaches are making. They're going to watch it whether they're making $10 million a year or $100,000 a year. The same number of people would watch the football game.
And the thing that has just always ticked me off is this deal, these buyouts. There's no other, and I've said this before, there's no other career in this country where you can stink at your job or not do what was expected.
Ellis Johnson.
And get paid to leave.
Ellis Johnson.
I can't believe we uttered that name on this program.
If anybody should be paid to leave, ask any person in Hattiesburg. I would be the one that would be paid to leave.
You would have been gone years ago.
As many times as people have asked me to leave, if they were to give me a check to leave.
Just to be quiet?
You guys get my point.
Yeah.
That alone just frosts my butt. Yeah. That guys get paid
but
that
Kelly,
kind of money.
If you were forced out, I think the Goodwills and the Salvation Army stores might go out of business.
Because I wouldn't have any money to spend? Is that what you're saying?
They'd be lost their best customer.
Well, I'd find a way somehow. But,
that's scary.
I
want to picture that.
I'm never worried because God said to take care of drunks and village idiots. So,
I don't remember that verse.
And Kelly doesn't drink much.
No, I actually fit both of those categories, drunks and village idiots. So,
were we going to get to that interview?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Brodarius Lewis was interviewed yesterday by our own Dima Mixon,
and I guess eventually today we'll get
to it.
And now there's Frank Zappa music playing. I think I'm losing my mind.
That green slime.
Yes, that oozes from your TV set.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Hey, remember this. If it's home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next home project, lawn or garden, it's available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new home improvement center. Local folks eager to help you. They're at 7329 Highway 98 West. And, well, we thank the world of Hank Lott and all the people out at MCS Home Center. We hope that you'll do business with them.
They've got Halloween decorations, Thanksgiving, and Christmas stuff for the inside of the house, outside of the house, already up and ready for you to look at.
And they're local. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. They're on Hardy Street. It is state-of-the-art. It is baseball and softball and all sorts of adult sports training. It is a beautiful facility. It's run by Luke Reynolds, former great baseball player here. And we're lucky to have it. DBAT on Hardy Street, we really do appreciate their support of our program as well. Also, Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. Facebook page, their website, Mo Bay Beignet Company, Hattiesburg.com. It's just a great place. Mo Bay Beignet, wonderful desserts, 7 days a week, and we certainly recommend that. All right, Damon, what you got?
Yeah, I want to read y'all some stats and just let me hear y'all's thoughts. All right, total yards, 509 to 246. Passing, 236 to 132. Rushing, 273 to 114. Turnovers, 6 to 1. Do y'all want to guess what game that's from? That kind of rhymed, didn't it?
Last year's
Jacksonville State game.
Ding, ding, ding. Where's our ringer? So, 44 to 7.
There we go.
Jacksonville State over Southern Miss. Southern Miss turned the ball over 6 times and had 246 yards of total offense to 509.
That game was a
train.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it going to crash? Or is that just the train? Very few survivors.
Like the head coach.
Really,
he didn't survive.
No, that's where I was going to go. Really, wasn't that kind of the beginning of the end?
It was. And I think after that game, we all thought he was going to be gone after that day.
Yes.
But obviously, he stayed on for a couple more weeks. Didn't get any better. The only reason I mentioned that is because I think it's important to put in perspective what Jacksonville State did to Southern Miss last season.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to overlook Jacksonville State.
As a longtime Southern Miss guy, I don't know that there had ever been a much lower moment in football than that.
Crushing defeat.
I mean, it was bad.
It was embarrassing.
Hey, but I'm not, and I know we've got the interview with Bro'Darius Lewis coming up, but I'm still not panicking about this team because, again, it's the conference that counts. Now, after this Saturday, now it really starts counting. Even though the Eagles do have one conference win, they've got whatever's wrong, they got to get cleaned up by Saturday night in order to head into conference play. Those are big.
Well, the good news is that if they do get past Jacksonville State, they do get that week off.
Right.
They finally go on a bye week, which I think comes at a great time for them. They'll get that bye week before that Thursday night game on, I think it's the 9th, October 9th, right, against Georgia Southern. So.
Which is going to be tough.
Very tough.
Well, yes. Jacksonville State's really strong at running the ball, Bob, and our defensive tackles are going to have to step up, aren't they?
Set it up, guys.
Yeah, exactly what Kelly said, and this is exactly what Bro'Darius was talking about. So let's hear what he had to say.
Bro'Darius Lewis here on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bro'Darius, thanks for joining the show today.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Nice to be here.
Bro'Darius, just talk to me about the defensive line's progress throughout the season that you've seen and where you want to see that group continue to excel throughout the rest of the season.
You know, we made some major milestones. You know, I think with us, we just got to trust the scheme a lot more and trust in each other. And the defense is fine. Defense is excellent. We just got to trust each other a lot more and play with cohesion.
Coach Huff was talked about a lot about preparation before going into games. What message has he told the team as far as preparing each week for the opponent?
I can't remember the saying. Appropriate fear. Mm-hmm. Appropriate fear of the opponent. Don't walk into a situation undermining any team or just feeling like we're better than them. We always need to play as if we're the nasty bunch. And that goes a long way when you have that mentality.
When you're playing, you know, how different is it to play on the road as a defense versus playing at home as a defense?
We have to bring our own energy, especially definitely being on the road. When we're in the rut, we got crowds, family, friends, fans. You know, they're going to bring out the raw emotion in us. But on the road, we got to bring out the raw emotion in ourselves, you know.
Obviously, you faced a lot of rushing attacks that were really strong, Louisiana Tech especially. I really feel like that the interior defensive lineman and the outside defensive lineman have really done well, a good job being able to contain the rushing attacks for most teams y'all played. How do you see that, and what kind of goes into that?
It all goes with watching film, you know. Never underestimating your opponent, and just appropriate fear, preparation, you know, little things. Just pay attention to the little things. Little things get you a long way. You know, stopping outside zone, inside zone stretch, split zone, all that. Little key details that we can pick up on that throughout the week and going to the game, being prepared for it.
Besides yourself, who do you see as kind of just excelling in that defensive line room as a leader and kind of a voice?
Brother Lewis. I say Brother Lewis. Brother Lewis, J. Montap, J.J., Gibby, and Jaden.
Yeah. Where do you want to see this group go forward, going forward, just even getting better?
You know, at the end of the day, it's really about an individual goal that we all want. But as for us, I really just want us to have nothing but great success and, you know, seeing us come out on top. So.
Bro'Darrius, thanks for joining the Eagle Hour.
Thank you.
All right, that's Bro'Darrius Lewis. And, you know, what he says is true. Little things add up. And you just got to keep plugging. Just because you lost a game doesn't mean the year's over. Already they've won more games twice as many as they won last year.
Now, and Bro'Darrius is a holdover from the Will Hall era. Yeah. You know, along with – and I you know, those guys – that's kind of a tough situation to be put in, too. I'm sure they understand it and that they're mature enough to realize that a change had to be made. But again, he wasn't familiar with Huff, and Coach Huff wasn't familiar with those guys. And bringing those two units together, I think, is an ongoing process still.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it's something about Bro'Darrius Lewis and Chris Jones and all the other players who were the holdovers too, they also had to finish the season last season. You know, that's something that's not talked about a lot. Like, they had to get blown out the rest of the games. You know, they weren't doing great in the beginning, but the rest of the games, I mean, all those games were just awful. Just awful.
Guys, let me remind you this. If they could win Saturday night, they'd be halfway to being bowl eligible. Right?
Yeah.
And when's the last time we said that, you know? Now, the only thing that bothers me a little bit is this would be what, Dima? This would be four of the first five games at home?
Four of the first five.
So now you're really fix to go on the road after Saturday. You're going to have to do what this young man said. You got to generate your own energy.
Yeah, they're going to have to look a lot better on the road than they did against Louisiana Tech to beat Georgia Southern for sure. Louisiana, I feel like it's a very winnable game now. That's just what they've – since they lost their quarterback, they're really banged up. A lot of the other road tests, South Alabama, I think, is on the road. I'm forgetting the other one.
Well, Georgia Southern's the first one. Yeah. All right, and the Eagles will have a lot of things stacked against them there. Number one, it's a nationally televised game. Number two, it's at Paulson Stadium there in Georgia Southern. They have a very rich football tradition going back to Irk Russell and the whole Gatta thing. And that's probably the farthest road trip they're going to make this year. So there's lots of things going against Southern Miss as they begin that road stretch.
Kelly, will that be a pretty hostile atmosphere there? I mean, do they have good turnout and good support of their football program?
And it all goes back to winning, Bob. Georgia Southern has won. They just opened a brand-new indoor training facility. Coach Clay Helton, you know, came from Southern Cal and took that program over. That was one of the things he was promised, was this indoor training facility that they now have at Georgia Southern. So if you don't think football is important, you're not going to be spending that kind of money on the training facility that they have. And to Dima's point earlier this week, I find that 17-point spread at JMU really auspicious. And I would hammer Georgia Southern and the points there too. But yeah, Georgia Southern, they've got a great tradition. And again, you're bringing out fans on a Thursday night on the only game in town, the only game on television. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great exposure for both. And the last thing Southern Miss needs is to get national exposure that's not favorable.
We've had a lot of that.
Unfortunately, you're right.
Last few years.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're right.
Well, that's going to be challenging. But first, Jacksonville State and Dima, they don't sound like that's going to be no cakewalk.
No, it won't. Jacksonville State's a very, very experienced, not really experienced, but they're a very well-coached ball club. And 2-2 on the season. They played Georgia Southern on the road very well, only lost by a score. They won last week, of course, against an FCS opponent. So they're coming in after a nice win there, and we'll see what happens. We'll see. I mean, you know, it's – I think it's two teams that really are trying to take that next step. Obviously, Southern Miss probably more than Jacksonville State since they just won the Conference USA Championship last year, but we'll see what happens.
Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road this Friday. Got a road trip, Bocoma Casino in Sandersville. You can put that bet down on – on Georgia Southern.
Oh, I've already put it in my mental Rolodex. Yeah. That'll be happening.
That's going to be fun. Always fun there. Look forward to being at Oklahoma this Friday. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, let's go back. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air, and we're grateful that you're with us this afternoon. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of our show every day. It's a great place for lunch. We don't talk about that quite as much as we used to, but the lunch is every bit as good. Still big hearty portions and good Southern cooking, Kelly Sander. And you and I know a little bit about Southern cooking.
I know a lot about eating, too, yeah. Southern eating.
Yeah. All right, Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. You can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And, of course, want to say hello to our friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. They're located on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, and we appreciate all of our sponsors and all they do to make our program possible. All right, Demon, news and notes.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it over to Kelly first to talk about golf.
Yeah, the golf, the men's golf team is tearing it up. Let me tell you what they did at the Badger Invitational in Madison, Wisconsin. They won a 14-team tournament up in Madison, Wisconsin. All they did was shoot 23 under par.
Wow. Wow.
23 under par. And that is the first time that a men's golf team has won back-to-back tournaments since 1979.
Wow. Good for them.
Yeah. I mean, they are really killing it right now. And let me tell you a name that you need to remember is freshman Jake Moffitt, who, as fate would have it, is going to be on this program tomorrow. This kid is a freshman, a true freshman. And in the first nine holes yesterday, three birdies, six pars, and all he did was shoot a six under par, 66. Now, let me tell you about some of the teams that they beat, okay? Actually, Moffitt never shot, in the three rounds, he never shot over par.
Wow.
71, 66, 71. Benjamin Fernandez was the number two guy on the Eagle team. He never shot under par, 69, 70, 68. Southern Miss wins it. Southern Illinois, second, tied with Illinois State, but they beat Virginia Commonwealth, Xavier, UT San Antonio, Minnesota from the Big Ten, Wisconsin from the Big Ten, DePaul, and Valpo. Wow. I mean, the golf team is red hot right now. Now, Colton Cowan, on the women's side, you know, they've been tearing it up as well. And after the women won their second straight tournament, Colton Cowan got a four-year contract extension. And Eddie Brescher and the men making a bid. And you don't think that indoor facility they've got, Bob, made a big difference? I mean, look at...
Well, I think there's no doubt it did. I mean,
sure.
You're seeing the results.
Right.
I mean, that's what it is. It's like, if they were continuing to keep losing or something, then you're seeing the results. Upcoming for Southern Miss Sports this week, men's tennis is at Tulsa. Volleyball is home against Monroe.
That opens the conference slate, correct. Right?
And women's tennis is at Stetson. Track and field is at the Seminole Invitational. Soccer is at – I just had it pulled up here. Whoops. Soccer is on the road at Old Dominion this weekend. Hmm. Oh, it's at home. It's at home on Sunday.
That track and field team is another one that's just done great things under John Stewart's leadership. And unfortunately, those are the sports that don't get a lot of publicity. We try to publicize them on this program. That's something we set the day we started this. You know, we're not going to just be a football, baseball, basketball program. So kudos. I look forward to seeing them here, man. They're doing great stuff. And I've always said they're the smartest athletes in college. They go around to these beautiful country clubs and play golf.
Yes, and, you know, Biff, Tad, Muffy, how are you? I'll have a beef eater.
They probably need to teach me how to play. Friday on the show, we'll have Thomas Ashworth, beat writer for the Jacksonville State Gamecocks for AL.com. He'll be on the show.
And I don't want you to worry. We're going to get an update on your Saints. I don't want you to fret, Demo.
I think we've covered them enough this week.
I think there's a lot of money coming in on the Saints. They're getting 16.5 points.
They have a chance to win this weekend, don't they?
Sure. They have about as much chance as the Toronto Maple Leafs have of winning the Stanley Cup.
Hey.
Great. Have they ever won that, by the way, Sander?
They're one of the most prolific teams to ever play hockey. Of course, they started playing like in the 1890s when there were only about four or five teams. But the last 40 or 50 years, they haven't been all that great. But
the Stanley Cup for hockey, right?
Very good, Dima. Yeah, the Stanley Cup is
you
correct.
You watch hockey?
I do. Love. My brother played at a very high level.
Do you watch hockey?
No.
I'm not buying all this hockey stuff from
he's
him
not
or
a
you
hockey
either.
Fan.
You never been to the coast and seen any of the.
We watch real sports.
But I'm telling you.
And esports are not sports.
No, but let me tell you, in esports, I love esports. You know that. But anybody that you know that's ever been to a hockey game on the coast, they usually say the same thing. Wasn't expecting a whole lot, but went down there and had a wonderful time, and it was a lot of fun.
They don't remember the hockey game because they're drunk, because that's the only reason they could get there.
Well, they do have nickel beer night every once in a while, which, you know, if it's nickel beer, why bother?
My problem with hockey is that, number one, you can't keep up with the puck, and number two, none of the players have teeth.
You said the what?
Puck.
Oh, sorry.
And then none of the players.
What did you think us?
I don't know what I thought.
Dima! Dima! Boy, how were you
hockey
raised,
puck.
Young man?
Thank you.
Hockey,
I'm glad for the clarification for our listeners.
Puck.
And as far as the no teeth goes, half the dates I have don't have any teeth either. So
I didn't know you had any dates.
Well,
how about you eat them?
It's been a while. So.
The animals were on tour the last time, Kelly. But that was a good date, wasn't it?
Any date is a good date.
When is Kelnack coming back?
Oh, it's too late. We already have the other.
He needs to come soon, Kelly.
Okay.
We'll talk to him.
We'll send out the smoke signals, see if we can't get him over there.
And Hump, the Wonder
Camel.
He hadn't been tied up here in front of Corner Market in months.
You can smell when Hump's in town.
Hump's great, and he leaves a little something behind, too.
Oh, yes, he does. And it's not pleasant.
We're going to try to do a better show tomorrow, everybody. I'm not really sure what was in there.
Nowhere to go but
everybody's
up.
Lunch today, but we'll try to wash it
white
up.
Noise.
Yeah,
white
Southern,
noise.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.